And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, New York. God bless you. God bless you all.
Thank now, you. Back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
You tired of winning? Unbelievable. Monday, he gets sworn in. All these executive orders. Stuff is already happening. The Buckeyes win the national championship. Oh, by the way, he saves TikTok. And that was just Monday. Oh, my goodness gracious. The golden age of America. It is here. Oh, and they changed the name of the Gulf of Mexico. Now it's officially the Gulf of America. So if you have a map or anything like that, just X out Mexico and put in America and all uppercase, if you would. So it's now it's the Gulf of America. And if we can get Greenland and maybe get the western part of Canada and get back the Panama Canal, we're going to be cooking. It's going to be great. I can't believe what a great day yesterday was. And not just because I was on the air doing my show for 2 hours, but, you know, all this other stuff, too. So later on this morning, Belmont County, pay attention. I know there are lots and lots and lots of problems regarding the trash collection, never-ending thing. And I reached out to Kimball. And I've not heard back from Kimball. I said, look, you want to come on and give us your side? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's just... But I am trying. Dwayne Pielek is going to be here in a little bit, live exclusive, well, a little after the 8 o'clock news, live exclusive interview regarding trash hauling in Belmont County. It's a big issue, I got to tell you. You wouldn't think it would be in this day and age. I mean, how hard can it possibly be to haul trash from people's homes? Ohio Valley Waste Systems has certainly figured out how to do it efficiently, quietly, courteously. They're, you know, full disclosure, I use them. This is a client of mine. But these other poor people in Belmont County who are going, you know, we can't get our trash hauled off in this, that, and the other, and they keep different excuses and, you know, blah, 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 blah. The Facebook groups for the St. Clairsville area alone, it really is just stunning to me. The number of people who have really very serious complaints about they don't pick up our trash. It's honestly, I can't even believe I'm doing an hour on this. I really can't. In this day and age, in the Upper Ohio Valley, one of the big problems that we have is trash collection in Belmont County. Yeah, actually, we do have a very big problem. Don't take my word for it. Go to the different Facebook groups. See for yourself. People are losing their minds. So we'll talk with Dwayne about that. He's an expert on that. He also had been the head of Job and Family Services for Belmont County. He's done a number of different things. Very impressive guy. Very, very impressive guy. He'll be here and giving us all a lesson on, you know, what the problem is and the landfills and all these crazy monster trucks. I hate these monster trucks. God, do I hate those things. They're so noisy. They destroy our streets and our sewers and everything else. I don't know how Belmont County even allows them on our roads. I really don't. And some of these different villages and all that, I don't know why they allow them. It's just the damnedest thing. All right, thanks so much for joining us. I mentioned earlier about TikTok, one of many things that Trump has done in the past, I don't know, 24 hours, 48 hours. I don't know how long it's been. The changes have been just breathtaking. Absolutely breathtaking. So this is Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who I hope is going to be the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Make America Healthy Again. This guy is really on to something. But also regarding TikTok, and he brought up a really, really good point. And remember, Trump was on TikTok, likes TikTok, even though the data is sent back to the communist Chinese government. Trump has been on TikTok. He likes TikTok. It helped him reach an awful lot of voters.
We've got a Congress now that is saying they're going to do a patriotic deed by getting rid of TikTok. So TikTok is owned by a Chinese company, and the Chinese are probably using it to find, what American teenage girls are putting on their hair and stuff, really scary stuff. And Congress is flexing its muscles. Well, you know what? There's a whole generation of kids for which TikTok is an entryway business, and it's employing hundreds of thousands of people. And these are kids that don't have that many options anymore, because we've created a world like that for them. And now we're getting rid of TikTok because we say it's being used by spies. Well, guess what? So is Facebook, but it's the CIA instead of Chinese spies. But and so is Instagram and YouTube and Google and, I mean, I would ask you this question, or any of you. Are you more worried that the Chinese are spying on us and propagandizing us, or are you more worried that the CIA is spying on us and propagandizing us? I'm not saying I know the answer to that question. I'm saying it's something we all ought to be thinking about. Because I'm just as scared of our intelligence agencies. I think they can do more damage to us. And, it's like if you have a... if you have an abuser out of your home at school, that's pretty bad. But what if you have one inside your home?
Yeah, really. And you wonder why so many people in the deep state in Washington, D.C. are terrified of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a good guy. Yes, I know he comes from the left. But when it comes to our nation's health and the way that the FDA has sold us down the river, and how the FDA has been thoroughly compromised by big corporations, including Big Pharma, I'm telling you, this guy's a breath of fresh air. And he understands the real issue here, the real problem. As bad as the communist Chinese spying is, and I'm sure it's bad. But again, remember, Trump was on TikTok. Our CIA, our FBI, and all these other agencies, they get all the same information, and they lie about it as well. Jim Clapper, a few years ago, lied under oath in a Senate hearing about, our government's not collecting all of this information. And United States Senator from Oregon, Wider, something like that, I forget his last name, was incredulous because he knew that Clapper was lying to him under oath. He was committing perjury. As bad as the communist Chinese government is, and as much as we don't want them to have our information, there's no argument there. The much, much, much bigger problem is our own government. And I think you're going to see, now if you don't believe me, and I don't blame you if you don't, but it is my belief that over the next few weeks and months, you are going to learn so much about the ugly truth about what the deep state has been doing, using our government to do all sorts of unspeakably horrible things, that within a matter of a few weeks or months, you're going to come around to my way of thinking that, yes, the Chinese communists, bad, but all the information that the CIA and the other alphabet soup agencies have on us, and I believe use against us to blackmail us, million times worse. I have a simple theory regarding why our government is so seemingly dysfunctional, why so many of our representatives vote against our interests. Oh, they talk a good game. They talk a real good game. But at the end of the day, they're all supporting the deep state one way or another. And I believe, although I don't have any smoking gun evidence to this effect, it is my belief that many of them are simply being blackmailed. The feds have so much authority, or have taken so much authority, to get every kind of information that they can get on every one of us, our emails, our phone conversations, our this, our that. That's very, very valuable information to blackmailers. And if anyone at the CIA or the FBI wanted to blackmail politicians to make sure that they voted the right way on the right issues, be very easy to do. I would not be surprised. Again, I do not have any smoking gun evidence to this effect, but it would not surprise me at all. When we finally pull back the curtain, when we finally show the world what the deep state is all about, my guess is you're going to see an awful lot of people who've been involved one way or another in compromising politicians and other government officials and corporation owners and all of that, and that they were being blackmailed. Two simple examples. Give me a second here. I got to clear my throat. Still not over this cold and kind of plateaued. I figured I'd be healthy by now, but kind of plateaued. In any event, Jeffrey Epstein, he was suicided in prison under the control of the federal government. His girlfriend is in prison for, what, 20 years for recruiting young girls to be raped on Epstein Island. Underage girls having sex, that's, you know, men doing this to them, that's called rape. And yet to this day, the feds will not even release the names of all the men, all these filthy pigs, who went on the Lolita Express flying to Epstein Island to rape little girls. To this day, no one's even been charged, let alone convicted. Not even been charged. Even though the woman who was providing the little girls, Epstein's girlfriend, was in prison for, what, 20 years? How is this even possible? And a few years ago, there was a woman called the D.C. Madam who had an escort service in D.C. And these prostitutes were servicing lots and lots of really, really important people. And they arrested the D.C. Madam, but again, never released the names of the Johns. And by the way, the judge who made that ruling was Merrick Garland. To this day, we don't know the names of all of the rich and powerful people who were using the D.C. Madam. Now, you might be wondering, well, what happened to the D.C. Madam? Well, funny thing. They arrested her, they put her in jail, and then she too committed suicide about a year after she was in there. In other words, she was suicided. Don't get me started on Seth Rich. Don't get me started on what probably happened to Andrew Breitbart. When the curtain is pulled back, when we finally see just how evil the deep state is, I think we're going to be appalled. I think we're going to be speechless. I think we're going to be asking ourselves some very tough questions about just how long this evil has been going on. I suspect we're going to find out pretty soon. I really do. And when we do, nothing would surprise me. Even if there is official CIA involvement in the assassination of JFK and then the killing of his assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald, I have no smoking gun evidence, of course, but would it surprise me if the feds were behind all of this, essentially our first coup, getting rid of JFK and installing Lyndon Johnson? Would it surprise me? No, it wouldn't. Would it surprise you? I doubt it.